Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, we were talking earlier in the first hour about excelling. You know, a lot of people want to excel in a lot of great, wonderful things. They want to do their very best, maybe at their work, at their job, at their sporting event. I mean, being a good parent, I mean, who doesn't want to excel at being a good parent, you know? And you want to do your very, very best. But, you know, I was abiding the other day, and I came across Paul's encouraging letter, you know? And God, you know, it's amazing. All Scripture is God-breathed, and Paul wrote a lot of the New Testament under the unction of the Holy Spirit. But in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, he talks about this amazing grace, this amazing empowerment to give. And the Bible says it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. I mean, you think about it, Jesus, and I mean, the God is the ultimate giver, right? God so loved that he what? That he gave. And he gave that which was most precious to him. He gave his one and his only son, right? He gave his very best. And as I'm reading 2 Corinthians 8, I'm realizing, you know, what Paul is sharing here, but he talks about the Macedonians. The Macedonians and their ability to give. And I thought this was so powerful, because the Word of God says that out of their most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. I believe that there's an idea oftentimes that people think that I can give if I have. You know what I'm saying? I give out of the abundance. But oftentimes when I see things in the Scriptures, I see many times people give because it's just the right thing to do, because God moves upon them. And one of the criteria that they use is not based upon what they have. It's just a matter of obedience. You know, I think about the account of the woman with the, just the two copper coins. And Jesus is watching this all unfold. People are bringing their offerings, they're bringing their giving. And he's just watching this. And he looks over to the disciples and says, "You see that woman there? See all these people? You can imagine these wonderful gifts, and they're just laying it all down. See that woman there? She gave those two little coins. She just dropped them and sat down. Out of all the people here, she gave the most, because she gave all that she had. Percentage-wise, she gave everything she had. It was only two coins monetarily, but based upon what she had and based upon her economy, she gave all that she had. And look at the Macedonians. Again, these are people that we find in the Scriptures were extremely poor. Not poor, but they were extremely poor. And on top of that, they were going through a trial. So their most extreme trial. But they said that their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty worked together, welled up, and resulted in this rich generosity towards giving. And what we find here in chapter 9 is like Paul's talking and saying, look, God wants to bless you. God wants to use you, but you got to understand this. There's a principle. There's a principle in giving. When you look at what's happening across America, it looks like everyone has like these tight hands, and they hold on to the opportunity to give. George Barna, recent poll now, recent studies just came out, says that 9% of evangelicals are actually tithing.
Wow.
It was lower. It has increased. Wow. It has increased. But it's like 9%. And we need to get a good grip on this. We need to get a good understanding and really get this revelation that it is better to give. You want your life to be a giver. Give your life first to God. Okay, that's the first thing you could do. Give your service to God, but also give your resources and your finances to the kingdom of God. Listen, people invest in a whole lot of things these days. They invest in all sorts of businesses. They invest in all types of stocks. They invest in gold. They invest in diamonds. They invest in all these things because they want a return on their investment. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's actually wise. If you would have invested in Walmart when Sam Walton first started Walmart, today you'd be a very rich person right now because their stocks just exploded. Investing are in the kingdom of God. God promises a return on that investment to you. Now, it comes back in many different ways, but this is what the Word of God says. Remember this, that whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. That's pretty amazing because there's a comparison. God says, listen, if you're going to give the same measure that you give, that's what you're going to reap. This is a principle. I mean, this works the same way when a farmer sows out some seeds. If you throw a little seed out there, you're going to get a little harvest. Throw a big seed out there. This is not rocket science. It's the same way we can do with our finances. I mean, listen, we want to be blessed. We're talking about, and God has already shared with us, some of the things that are going to be happening around the world in the global economy. You see, things are just teetering. I mean, Europe right now and Greece, they're being held together with a Band-Aid. At any moment, this Band-Aid can rip. We know what's happening in the United States, although they're saying that the debt is $17 trillion. In reality, some economists are saying that it's close to $70 and even $200 trillion because there's debts that the government's not even reporting.
That's right.
They're not even putting them on the books. They're not even disclosing that.
Right.
And at any moment, I mean, God personally revealed to me, spoke to me, and told me that within 6 minutes, this was in a dream, that the world would be, the world would change as we know it. And it came out of the New York Stock Exchange. I mean, we're going to see, a collapse, if you will. You know, I mean, Greg saw paper money being sucked completely out of the economy, and all the paper money was being burnt up. And so, and then countless others have seen, and God has spoken to. So, I mean, you want to be careful of where you're investing. Today, you want to invest in the kingdom of God. There's never been a more opportune time. There's never been a greater time right now to take your investments and invest it in God. He goes on to say that God, each man should decide in his heart what to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. Listen, you're not doing God a favor when you give God your tithes and your offerings. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about giving offerings. But you're not doing God a favor, rather, when you're giving God your tithe. Your tithe is what you're supposed to be giving, right? I mean, it's elementary thing right here. This is kind of basic. And the Word of God tells us that if we're not honoring God in this way, we're actually robbing God. This is like step one. And I see a lot of times this helps you to live a blessed life. The Bible says you're under a curse if you're not honoring God in this way, right?
That's right.
And what we're talking about here right now, we're talking about above and beyond that. We're talking about giving the opportunity of offerings and sowing and giving in all many different ways. And he says, God loves a cheerful giver, and I love this. Verse 8 says, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. It's so powerful because, listen, God is able. He's the one to empower you that when you step out and you do give, listen, he's able to make this grace, this empowerment to say, listen, I want to give beyond. I mean, the Macedonians said, the Word of God says they gave what they were able to and even beyond their ability.
Right.
And when you think about when you didn't know the Lord and all the times that you've given to different things and you've bought different things lavishly and you're just like, wait a second, what about to the things of God? What about to the things of the Lord? Have you got to the point? This is a serious question. Have you ever got to the point where you gave liberally, where you gave extremely to God? When you think of all the things that the Lord's blessed you with, you've blessed you with homes and jobs, and you look around your home and you see your furniture and your TV and all these, your cars and all this stuff. The Bible tells us in Exodus that it was God who's given us the ability to get wealth.
That's right.
But we have to really have this conversation with ourselves now. It's what we're having is a conversation. But I don't want to have a conversation in heaven and realize I had all this stuff, and I was rich on earth, but I was poor in heaven. I was rich on earth with stuff and things, but I didn't have all my treasures stored up for me in heaven. I had them all stored up on earth where it doesn't even count. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. We're going to pick this up in the extra hour, but I want to encourage you. Give. Give to God and watch God just absolutely bless your socks off. Invest in what God's doing today. It'll be the best investment you ever make in your life. We're talking about excelling in the grace of giving. And this is what Paul is saying. He says, but just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. You know, we are encouraged to excel, to go above and beyond, and to be excellent in our giving.
Right.
I mean, some of us learn from a young age to be excellent in our receiving, right? in our right. getting. But there comes a point in time where your maturity in God and your growth in the Lord says, listen, I understand that this is how it works, that I need to honor God, of course, with my tithe, but that I can participate and I can partner with God and I can partner with those that are advancing the kingdom of God by giving.
Mm-hmm.
And that out of my overflow, out of the blessing of what God's blessed me with, I can take a portion of that and give that towards what God is doing. And I love what he says that, you know, God supplies seed to the sower and bread for food. And he will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. Listen, God will bless us with the ability to sow seed. And he'll also bless us with the resources. What is that seed? That seed is money. That seed is what we get from our jobs and from our labor. He'll give us enough so that we can have a portion of it to take care of our families, to take care of the bills that you have, to take care of the things that you got to take care of as part of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then a portion of that is so that we can have some seeds, that we can have opportunity to have financial resources to give into what God is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so awesome. He says, listen, if you continue to do this, I will not only bless you, but I will also keep supplying you with seed.
Mm-hmm.
I will keep supplying you with money to sow in what God's doing. And on top of that, I will increase your store of seed.
Mm-hmm.
And this really blows me away. This really just, I mean, if that wasn't good enough, it says, you will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. When you think about America and you think about the blessings, every person in America is rich. We're not talking about, you know, millions of dollars. No, you're rich. Listen, America is 5% of the world's population, and yet we consume, I think, I believe 95% of the world's resources.
Mm.
The poorest American lives in more square footage than the average European. And so we're blessed. We're rich in America. And God says, you'll be made rich. Why? So that you can continue to sow and give and do into God's kingdom so that generosity will overflow. And God will take care of, you know, all of your needs. But this is the cool thing when giving. And I like to just encourage you in this because maybe you've excelled in so many aspects in your walk with God and in life. But maybe this is an area where you can't, you know, say with confidence that I've excelled in this area by the grace of God, of course, that you have stepped past a place of it being about me, let's say, but saying, you know what, I want to have something that's invested in God, something that lasts eternal. And this is what's pretty cool, what happens is when you start giving and sowing into what God's doing,
mm-hmm.
that your direct money that you're giving towards God and towards the advancement of his kingdom, that will ultimately result in somebody giving thanks and glory to God. And how do they do that? They do that by saying, you know, you gave towards this, and someone, let's say the VFN radio program. You said, I want to be able to give to the VFN radio program. Well, listen, what's happening right now at this very moment is being shared all across the world.
That's right.
You know, we have over 2,000 highlights on the VFN torch, and 24/7, 7 days a week, these words of encouragement, of light, are being broadcast across the world. That's just one way.
Mm-hmm.
But as you continue to do that, to the advancement of God's kingdom, people are being touched, people are being ministered to, mm-hmm. people are being healed, and they're saying, God, thank you. God, thank you. And when I got a revelation of that, that my giving could do that, I said, Lord, I want enough people. I want people to be able to thank you and glorify you. And if me giving towards this work, if me giving towards advancing your kingdom can do that, that's what I want to be all about. And I'll tell you, if there ever was a time, if there ever was a time to invest in the kingdom of God, let me tell you, it certainly would be now.
Mm.
Because it's just, I mean, everything that can be shaken will be shaken.
That's right.
So that what cannot be shaken will remain.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to remain is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. It's all about what God is doing on the face of the earth. There's a lot of hope that God wants to bring to the world, but it's just not going to happen. It requires those that love him, those that know him, to step on out and share the gospel, to share the good news. But oftentimes that takes resources, it takes finances, and we can all partner. Listen, maybe you may not be able to go to Bangladesh. Maybe you may not be able to go to Iran. Maybe you're not able to go to different places in your own community as much as you would like to. Let's say feed the hungry or feed the poor as much as you would like to share a word, but you can't at the moment. Your finances sowed in the kingdom can. So I want to encourage you, as you excel in all these different areas of your life, excel in this grace of giving. Because listen, God can empower you. On your own, you can't do it, but God can empower you so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. And kind of four things that I like to think about when I give. The first thing I like to think about is how much God has done for me.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how much God has done for you. There's a song that says, when I think about the Lord.
Yeah.
And what he's done for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about all the blessings. Think about how God has kept you and your marriage and has given you that job. And when it was all said and done, God intervened and pulled you out. And when your child was sick and when they said you could have no child, you know, and when you were just about to get evicted, you know, when there was a time in your life where there was no food, where the power company was coming to cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
And your car was not moving because they either took your car or your car was just sitting in your driveway because it was broke. It was broke down. But God made a way where there was no way. When you review your life and you say, my goodness, but God, but God, but God. And there's testimony after testimony after testimony of how God showed up and just blessed your socks off. That really helps us. It really helps to put things into perspective how good God has been. So one of the things I encourage you to think about what God has already done.
Mm-hmm.
I often say this, that if God didn't do a single thing for me for the rest of my life, he's done enough.
That's right.
If he stopped today, I would spend the rest of this life and all of eternity just living a thank you for mm-hmm. what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
You can too.
Right.
The second thing is to think about what God is presently doing. Because oftentimes that gets overlooked. That's why it's important again to abide and spend time with the Lord and to journal and write down what God is doing in your present life today. Well, how he's blessing your family today. How he's blessing your ministry today. How he's blessing your health in so many areas. What is he doing today?
Mm-hmm.
The third thing to think about when you give is to really have an understanding and a revelation. My giving is going to result in someone being touched by the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
That my giving is directly connected with someone, with someone's growth in the Lord, whether it be through a healing, whether it be through a teaching, whether it be through so many different ways. We can list countless ways, an encouragement, a word, a teaching, a discipleship moment. I mean, you can go on and on and on, but that my giving was directly resulted in that. I love that. I can't wait. I can't wait to be in heaven to see how $1 connected to this person, to that person. I mean, it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just amazing. And I'm looking forward to that day.
Mm-hmm.
Because, listen, I want to store my treasures in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a bunch of funerals, and one thing that I have noticed, Chris, mm-hmm. I have noticed when they're pulling away in the hearse
mm-hmm.
and it's all said and done,
mm-hmm.
I don't see a U-Haul behind any of those hearse. I've never seen one.
Not sure. One.
Not sure. One.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take any of this stuff with you.
Mm-mm.
And I mean, I'll just be honest with you. I don't want to be earthly rich and be heaven poor. I don't want treasures in this world. I like what Mike Bickle says. He says, it's not that I don't like rewards. He goes, I just want them in heaven. I don't want, you know, it's cool. I don't mind being blessed here, but I really, 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 really want to be blessed in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want to live for. You want to live for eternity. So you want to think about how that blessing is going to result in praise and thanksgiving to God. And I think that's just so cool how those two things connect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're giving with someone being touched, and then that person has no idea that someone made it possible, and they're praising God because I gave $25, $50, $100, $1,000. Oh my goodness!
Right.
You know, God's getting glory out of this.
Mm-hmm.
This is beautiful.
Right.
Makes me want to do it more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the fourth thing is to think about that God says, "Listen, give." This is what the Word of God says. This is so powerful. It's very, very, very encouraging, and I believe it's in Luke. He says, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I mean, listen to that. Wait a minute. Let me back up here. This is what the Word of God says. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed, packed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
Mm.
Listen, I have countless personal encounters with God, and how this is so true in my own personal life. I mean, God has so blessed me. I just shared this recently. But I won't let the glory of God get stale. I'll share it with you as we're on VFN Radio, because it's just the power of God. I remember I was a young believer in the Lord, and someone was taking up an offering. And one of the things he said, he was a Messianic Jew, means he was a Jewish, but he was a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And he was taking up an offering, and he said, I want to take up an extravagant offering this morning. You know, they were doing something and ministry work, and he says, I'd like for you to give extravagantly. Now, I've never heard that before. I'm sitting there, I thought, this is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm listening. And he begins to start talking, and it really made so much sense to me. He says, listen, when you didn't know God, and this is, I'm not talking about hype or nothing like that, but this is a sincere, you know, teaching moment he's sharing. He says, when you didn't know God, you spent extravagantly. I mean, you partied hard. When you think about just the dollars that went to partying and just alcohol, if that's what was your thing, and just
mm-hmm.
money that has been spent on vain beautification,
mm-hmm.
cosmetic products and clothing and just all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, And I thought to myself, when I didn't know God, I said, you know, God, I wasted a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think of nothing of, you know, taking a trip and just burning, you know, hundreds of dollars on a weekend or whatever it was. And particularly when I was in college, I was a college student at the time, you know, and just whatever. Mm-hmm. It didn't even
cross your mind.
Cross my mind.
Mm-mm.
And I was just burning it, you know, mm-hmm. just spending it. And I said, Lord, I don't, you know, I'm having this moment, you know, me and God. I don't know if I've ever given extravagant to you. I don't know if I've ever given to you where it hurt. I mean, I don't know if I've done that. Now, I've given before where it has hurt me now. You know who I've given it to? When I've gotten speeding tickets before. You know what I'm saying? He's like, ooh, that hurt. You know, it's amazing how, you know, you know, I didn't have it before to give when I was young. I'm talking some years ago now. That I didn't have it to give then.
That was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. But when you got pulled over and you got a speeding ticket, you sure have to pay them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And they're normally not cheap. In fact, I just found out in Skamby County, $456 if you're speeding in a school zone. Be careful. You want to drive the speed limit. But think about that. So I've given extravagant to different things before, but at that time of my life, and I'm talking just, you know, decades actually ago, I had not given extravagantly to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I said, I want to participate in that. So I remember that he, this is the first time that I heard someone say what he said, and I've never heard it since. And it has been over, like I said, it has to be over 15, 17 years ago, maybe even 20. But he says, I want you to close your eyes. He was following the Lord. He says, I want you to close your eyes, and the Lord's going to just give you a number of what to give tonight. I said, hey, I'm game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was prepared to give an offering. I think like $20 or something, you know. And mm-hmm. oftentimes people do that. It's like, you know, well, I'll just tip God. It's like, well, wait a minute. Ask God what he'll have you to give. And so I closed my eyes, and I am so serious, guys. I saw, I mean, like bright lights,
mm-hmm.
$200. That's what I saw. I mean, like, you know,
right.
It was like a light, you know, a light sign, if you will. You know what I mean? It was
yeah.
just like.
Neon light.
And there you go, neon light. I'm trying to think what it was. it was so real to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I guess because I was just participating with the Lord as he's teaching, and I'm just talking to the Lord and praying, and, you know, and I closed my eyes. I thought, are you sure that was $200, not $20? I closed my eyes, and I'm trying to look for where that decimal point was.
Right. Where's that decimal point at?
And it was $200. And at that time of my life, I was in college. I had, you know, I believe it or not, I had little monies put aside. I was going to buy a computer. And I was so prepared to sew something. I didn't sew anything at all, guys. It was just so shocked me what I had just encountered. I didn't give anything.
Oh, wow.
Well, the whole weekend, as I was going the whole weekend, I remember that, you know, the Lord was just speaking to me my abiding time. He was speaking to me as I was traveling and just reminding me of all God had done in my life. I mean, I just got saved. I mean, I just got radically touched by the Lord. I mean, he's like, everything that I've done for you and all the money you spent out in the world. And,
mm-hmm.
and I remember, you know, buying, you know, $80 jeans and just junk, you know, just spending, you know how you
wow.
do it, just burn money away, you know, mm-hmm. just whatever,
right.
you know, because, you know, that's what people did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had no sense, you know, saying before God.
All right.
And I pray for the sense that I have today. But I said, God, you know, you're so right. You've done so much in my life. I want to do this. I want to give, you know, like this, beyond my ability. And so that next Sunday morning, I wrote out my offering. I wrote out a check. And in the memo, I put for Friday's offering. That's what I did. For Friday. And I just sewed. Well, would you believe that sometime later, I had the opportunity to go to Israel? Now, I was a college student at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was just graduating from college. I was eating popcorn for dinner. Okay, you know what I'm saying? And I remember telling a buddy of mine, I says, I'm going to Israel. And he's like, with what? You know, like, you ain't going nowhere. You know,
right.
we're
with your good looks.
Yeah, not... You know, you ain't going nowhere. I'm like, no, I'm going to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want you to know of just how God so blessed and just did a miracle there. Not almost like thousands of dollars. Like I think it was like over $2,500
just
in Israel. Thousands.
It's not cheap.
No, it was airfare. I mean, it was this trip that a bunch of the church was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was like 10 days in Israel. 10 days. It was an extended trip.
Right.
And Wouldn't you believe that all of the funds? I mean, it was just like a supernatural thing because I didn't even come up with it. I actually just shared it with some folks that I wanted to go to Israel, and God just started performing this miracle. People just started. They didn't give it to me. They just gave it to this person that wanted to bless me with this trip. I had no interaction in this thing. All I had was a desire to go, and I shared it. That's all I did. And before you know it, my trip was taken care of. I had money to get some clothes because, you know, I was wearing T-shirts and shorts to college. So I needed to get some clothes for my classes. I needed some clothes to go out there. I got me some clothes. I had spending money, and I still came back with like $75 in traveler's checks. And I tried to spend, you know, bought my mama stuff, you know what I'm saying? I bought everybody. This is from the Holy Land. This is from Israel. I spent all this money out there, and I still came back with $75. And the Lord reminded me. He reminded me that it was 9 months, 9 months to the day that the 9 months that I had gave that offering. And the Lord showed me my abiding time, how those two things were connected.
Mm-hmm.
How those, because the seed was like $200 and then the trip was like over 2,300 bucks. And the Lord, and it was a Jewish person that was actually taking the offering, which is all these, you know, awesome connections. But that's just one of so many. I mean, I couldn't even afford to eat when I was in college, practically. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And where was I going to come up with wind up being over $3,000 because I had to get a passport. I mean, just so many little expenses think about. It wound up being close to $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an opportunity that literally changed my entire life when I went out there to Israel. I turned 22 in Masada. And it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's directly a result of God just taking care of you. And there's so many, many opportunities and ways that I had throughout my life, and a lot of people do. But if you trust God and you give God what belongs to him, and I'm talking about his tithe and just honor him, and you begin to start giving God sacrificially and giving beyond your ability, you're going to see God, you're going to see two things. Not only people are going to be blessed by your giving, and they're going to praise God for it, but you're going to see your own life be blessed. Your own life. I want to tell you, I want to encourage you to excel in this grace of giving and watch God do amazing and powerful things. Invest in the kingdom, because what can be shaken will be shaken. And when it all comes down, you're going to be so glad that you invested in the only thing that will remain, and that's the kingdom of God. We're talking about excelling in the grace of giving, excelling in the grace of being a blessing to God and the kingdom of God. And one of the things I want to share is we just kind of moving off of talking about this is we're not talking about what some have distorted this truth about giving. You know, I mean, listen, you know, God's not a slot machine. You know, mm-hmm. God's not, you know, you can't put in a couple coins and 7 come 11. And
right.
We're not talking about manipulating God. We're talking about a biblical principle that it's in God's word. I mean, God himself was an extravagant giver. He gave us his son.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really how you want to live your life. It just, in always, you want your life, you want to give your life 100% to God. And you want to constantly be giving of yourself, of your resources. I mean, I think about the book of Acts, that they brought everything to the apostles' feet. They gave everything, and that no one amongst them had lack. And that's what God wants. He wants equality among us, among the church. He doesn't want someone to be, you know, superly over the top blessed, and you have someone that's starving to eat. He's like, that's not right. That's not godly. You know, we need to be able to refresh others so that everyone amongst us, all of God's people, right, those who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, right? And we even want to bless those that don't know him. He says, even bless the alien. He says, listen, when you're picking up your crops, leave a couple of that stuff behind. Don't be so, you know, greedy and pull everything off. Leave some of that stuff behind so that people can come and glean off of those crops, and those that are unfortunate can be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, we're right, definitely not talking about maybe some of the things you may have heard. You know, God's not a slot machine. He's not. He's to be honored and to be feared and to respect it. But we are talking about the principle of giving, where Paul takes two chapters out in 2 Corinthians to really, you know, God uses Paul to encourage us that God can give us a grace. And that's the whole thing, because giving needs to be done from your heart, not because you've been manipulated, not be out of compulsion or obligatory. You know, I just, what I got to do, I've got to pay my taxes, I mean my tithe. No. God loves a cheerful giver.
That's right.
That's what God loves. He loves a cheerful giver, and out of gratitude, we want to give towards the things of God, because we want to see more people being touched, being empowered, being their lives totally changed. And we can do that just by simply giving. So we want to encourage you to excel in this grace. And this is the thing about giving. The more you do it, the more easier it becomes, right? Mm-hmm. And the more it becomes contagious. You just want to do it. You just want to do it. And you want to see so many people get blessed. And you want to see the kingdom of God advance.
Right, because I remember years ago, you know, you talking to me about, you know, God wants to give to you to get it through you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, like you were saying, it's not about, you know, gaining all these things, all these possessions, all this money. It's like, no, that's not what God wants you to do with it. He wants to give it to you to get it through you to bless others.
Mm. You know, that's so true, because God, you know, God blesses you with a job. He blesses you with an increase. Mm-hmm. He gave you the ability to get the degree or the skill set or the knowledge, and he's promoting you. He's giving you a place where you can not only earn an amazing living to take care of your family. Like I said, you live in America. You're blessed. You're already, you know, filthy rich just by living in America. But he didn't just give you this stuff so that you can keep it for yourself. The Word of God just says you will be made rich so that you can be generous on every occasion. That's why you were made rich. You were made rich so that you can buy more toys and things and stuff. But just like you said, God wants to get it to you so that he can get it through you. Mm-hmm. That's why they call it currency, because it keeps flowing.
Right.
But if God's just blessing you and you're holding it down, the blessing can't continue to flow. And it's just so powerful. It's awesome that you shared that, Chris, because it just reminded me that, you know, there's so many people that are walking in the blessing of God, but they've held on to the blessing.
Yeah.
They haven't passed the blessing along. Mm-hmm. And it's time to do that. I mean, it's so time to do that, and it's so encouraging when we do, because we see so many people being refreshed, ministered to, encouraged, and their lives absolutely change when we just do what God's told us to do.
Right.
That's good.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.